Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for Wednesday. A changeable day with a mixture of sunshine and cloud. Showers developing. These locally heavy and wintry in the afternoon, especially over the hills. Breezy at times and feeling rather chilly with a maximum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Need to say, but I'm quite sure that you'll tell me. Just Tune that in it, eh? What a way to start a feature. Phil's got the giggles again.
It was the noise you... just before, like, and as we came on air.
That sounds like something out of South Park.
Beavis and Butthead.
Some really...
Welcome to the food show with Beavis and Butthead.
That is so accurate. Yeah, welcome to the Food and Drink Show, as ever, on a Wednesday afternoon. Producer Morg's not here.
What a little scallywag. Where is he?
So he's currently in the middle of his first week of full-time training for his fire service.
Of course he is.
So, yeah.
Running around with a hose.
Yeah, climbing ladders.
Getting into tight spaces.
Yeah. I don't think they do the old smoke breathing job a while. I think that's a few weeks off yet.
Chopping the top off a car.
They've done a bit of that.
Have they?
Yeah, they've done
a bit of that.
That'd
be fun. That's round mile.
Anyway, why are we talking about that?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, though, they do provide lunch. And he said it's a really balanced lunch. It's sandwiches, a chocolate bar, a drink, and some fruit.
Oh, it's like a packed lunch at school. I'm surprised you're not making him one, actually, packing him somewhere up.
No, it's all provided.
I'm just putting you some butties up, Morgs.
No, it's all provided. Right, what a show today. We've got a bit of tasting to do, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm really excited about this.
I am as well.
Really excited. But more than anything, I just want to pick on something that you talked about earlier, before we came on air.
What have I done? What have I said?
I know it's embarrassing, right? But something good did come out of it, but a good talking point came out of it. So you said you'd done fajitas the other night and you had a full bag of the grated cheese.
Oh, why are you saying this?
Because it's funny. And producer Tom's here laughing his head off. And you said once they've all loaded the fajitas and you've had a few, that you're left with a bag of cheese.
Well, not a full bag, like about, yeah.
Three quarters.
No, about a quarter to a half, maybe a third of a bag.
And then you treat it like a bag of crisps.
Yeah, I do.
You pick it up, go and sit on the sofa.
I found myself sat on the settee eating a bag of cheese.
That's ridiculous.
I know it is, but it is good in it, cheese.
Well, just dipping it. The only thing I don't like about it, when it's grated in those bags, you get it in, you get it between your three fingers, kind of like, don't it? Yeah. But bits always fall off.
Oh, 100%.
Does me head in. Now, apart from that, the other thing that came out of the conversation, which I thought was really interesting, I said to you, listen, instead of doing that, if you feel bad about that, get it in a bowl, melt it gently in the microwave, add a bit of garlic, and then get a crusty sourdough and dip it in the melted cheese. And this is where the thing kicked off. Cheese isn't cheese like it used to be, is it?
Nope. So once every day, you could melt it on a bit of bread, make a cheese on toast, and then when it gets to that point where it's just all crackled and crumbled, and you think, oh, the edges are going to, my toast are going to burn, and you could spread it with a knife, couldn't you, all the way to the edges and make sure it was
gooey.
Yeah. And now,
no,
you do not get that.
It's like a solid lump, it's like sludge.
Yeah.
But one of the things I said to you is when you nuke it and you want to melt it, just do it on 50% power. And the reason was, if you do it on full power and melt it over, like, a couple of minutes, this oil comes to the surface and then just leaves this, like, solid lump of just not right in the bottom.
There is a thing I did watch about, you know, making pizzas, and in fact, I'll try and find it during the break, about the cheese they use that isn't actually cheese at all.
No.
I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah,
actually.
Non-dairy cheese.
And it's basically just fat.
Yeah, and it's cheap and horrible.
Awful.
And full of chemicals and additives. Anyway, if you've got some experience of that, please do let us know at studio@ribblefm.com or message us via the app. Samantha Mumba and Always Come Back to Your Love here on the Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Father Christmas is mean. Santa's been. Well, Lady Santa's been.
Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus. Amy from Barton Bakes has just been to deliver some of her pies, which we talked about last week.
We did.
We didn't know anything about it. Somebody, I think it was Jane, messaged in and said, have you tried these? And we didn't know about it.
We had not a clue. Not the first time
you messaged Amy, yeah, and she came back online and said, you know what?
Unbelievable.
She said, I'll drop some off, didn't she?
She did. So I think, yeah, we had a bit of a chat last week after Jane messaged in, and one of those things that you start looking at, and we saw some of the pictures, and they look incredible. And then I pinged her a message now during the show last week. And then this week she has turned up with 6 pies for us. You're going to ask me what flavour, just let me let me grab the box.
Because I think we should tease people a little bit. You ready? That one, not telling them what it is. I mean, just look at that big lump of and those little sort of like, you know, bits and that's that sauce, that gravy. But the pit. Anyway. Right, so we are going to be discussing Barton Bakes pies when we come back after the break. See you shortly.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's time to ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad, the official BMW motorbike centre for Lancashire. That sound you hear is the road calling you back, and it's time to answer. Choose your companions, choose your journey, discover the view around the next bend, and always take the long way home. So don't wait, it's time to get out there. Visit us on Preston Docklands or search Bowker BMW Motorrad. Discover your next journey and make life a ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds. The convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
There you go. The Ginger Ninja, that is Ed Sheeran here live on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show. Speaking of ginger...
He's such a tool.
Your beard.
Yeah.
It's a bit ginger today.
It is.
Can you not get, like, Grecian 26,000 for beards?
Probably, but like I keep saying...
Hang on, no, don't explain anymore. Have you ever dyed your beard?
No.
Promise?
Scout's honour.
Okay.
All my hair, because obviously I'm quite grey now, up and around the sides, but I used to work with a guy who used to do it, and I used to give him so much pain...
That's why you can't
do it. I now can't.
But if you hadn't given him the pain, would you have just taken the edge off your beard?
I don't think I did the beard, but I'd definitely be doing these side bits around my hair.
Right, okay. So, Amy has been, from Barton Bakes, delivered 6 of her homemade pies. And, Phil, what was on the menu? And then we'll go through them.
So, we had pea and ham, the 3 fishes, 3 pig, cheese and onion, beef stew, and a mac and cheese.
Now, because Phil...
You're right there, pastry in your throat.
Yeah, just a crumb. Now, because you're in the middle of your Ramadan fast, this has probably been the most painful experience you've had for a long time. I said to you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning, no, I'm sorted, 10 being, do you know what, I don't know why I'm doing it, I'm having some.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was at a 9.4. I'm now at about a 9.7. Watching you squaff that beef stew pie.
So, awful situation for Phil. So, the ones that we've tried, because we're going to leave the other two for you and the halves, so you can have them tonight when you're outside your fast, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what have we done so far? Let's go through them.
You did a pea and ham.
Right, pea and ham. Layered ham hock on the bottom, beautifully cooked. I mean, just so tender, so flavoursome. And then on top of that, a really nice, thick, rendered pea section. Mm. Now, I can talk about food all day long, as we know. The flavour combination between the two of them and the tenderness of that ham hock on the bottom in probably what is some of the tastiest, shortest pastry I've ever tasted in my life. That was divine. Divine.
Now, this next one I know was good because you literally inhaled it.
But there's... there's a bigger accolade.
Okay, go on.
Producer Tom.
Oh, yeah.
And he don't mind if I tell you this. He's a fussy eater, right? It has to be right. Some things wouldn't touch with a barge pole. In fact...
Mushy peas, you wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
Tom said he'd rather ride on a bike to Edinburgh than eat mushy peas, right? That's how bad he hates mushy peas. He actually just saw it. He gave it a bit of a glance and said, Tom, do you want some of this ham and pea? Pea and ham?
Yeah, well, yeah, go on then.
And he said, I don't normally eat mushy peas because I don't like them, but that was delicious. For me, that is the accolade. For someone that doesn't like mushy peas to have tasted that, and knowing how fussy he is, right? Incredible. So the next one up, as you said, I inhaled it.
You literally inhaled it. It was the 3 fishes pie. Now, when we looked on the website last week, that's the one that you had your eye on from the off. Yeah. You like a fish pie, don't you?
Fish pie is my favourite of pies, and we discussed, is it really a pie without a lid on? Well guess what? This had a lid on. It was, for me, the ultimate fish pie, certainly in the UK. Forget your Rick Stein and all that lot. No, in at Whitewell fish pie. Everybody knows that is the best fish pie in the country, right? The insides of that 3 fishes pie were an in at Whitewell fish pie. That good, on a par, yeah? But then to case it in that short pastry. So, I mean, imagine if you wanted to make a fish pie and take it with you on a walk. You can't do it. That was a portable fish pie.
Portable.
It was one you could take with you. You know what I mean? Absolutely stunning. Anyway, we're going to play a song and then we'll come back and we'll tell you about the other two that I've managed to try because you're taking the others, which I find a bit ridiculous.
And rattling. Oh, the joke will never hard to tell. To my friends and the wishing well.
Oh, that's something. One thing that makes it all complete. You find it in strange places, places you never knew it could be. Some find it in the face of their children. Some find it in the lover's eyes. Who can deny the joy it brings when you found that special thing? You're flying without wings. Some find you cheering every morning. Some in the solitude. It in the deepest friendship, the kind you cherish all your life. And when you know how much that means, you found that special thing. You're flying without wings. So impossible, 'cause they
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Ribble Valley Checker Flag in Chatburn. We also offer services and MOTs to keep your pride and joy up to spec and running great. Ribble Valley Checkered Flag, Chatburn. Find us on Facebook at Ribble Valley Checkered Flag or give us a call on 01200 441 221 for any queries.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691336 or visit AutoEUlimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Man on the moon. If you believe, there's nothing up there to see.
you know what REM stands for, or not?
Rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
It's a stage of sleep, I believe.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be the deepest bit, that?
No, is it not the lightest bit?
Oh, is it?
Where you still potentially can dream.
Ah.
I might be wrong.
Man on the Moon. From REM here on the Food and Drink Show. Right. Stage two of the Great Pie Test. The Great Pie Review. Amy from Barton Bakes made the journey over to see us and brought us six wonderful pies. The one we're going to talk about next is the three pig one. So what does it say in the description, Phil, for the three pig one?
I'm just looking. Fill a little bit of time, Lee.
So again, that same short pastry, it's just incredible. Incredible. It's crisp, but it has that little bit of a salty hit. It's, oh, honestly, incredible. Now, when we cut into it, I can only describe it as like a pork pie texture, yeah? And then in it were little pieces of chorizo, or chorizo, shall we say?
Chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo. And then on top was this incredibly stunning caramelised sweet onion chutney, and then a lid on. Now, Amy, forgive me if we got some of those, that description wrong, but that's what it came across like. So you could cut it into quarters. So I had a quarter, Tom had a quarter, cut a quarter for you, but obviously...
yeah.
You can't.
Man's gone
it
back in the box for home later.
Without doubt, that is incredible. The pork pie texture wasn't the solid pork pie inside. It was really soft and tender, but still kept its shape. So perfect for taking on a picnic or something like that, where you can cut it into four quarters, blah, blah, blah. But you got that beautiful pork taste. Then the chorizo hit, and then that sweet onion relish chutney on the top just came in behind it and smashed your palate to a million pieces. Probably the best pork pie I've ever had, that.
Ooh, another bowl clear.
But the thing is, it's something a little bit different. And I love the titles. Pea and ham, three pig, beef stew, mac and cheese. Who would have ever thought mac and cheese would work in a pie? Well, I don't know, because that's one you're taking
home.
That's
what I'm taking home.
So I'll need to
I'll let you know later.
Let me know next.
I'll ping your text.
Fall asleep when you're dreaming. Tell me, does it set your soul alive? Well, baby, tell me, cause the heavens weep, a silver waterfall for you and I. Did he promise you a UFO? Cause I know that you've been asking for a bit of space. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know. Will all my wishing go to waste? Thought we were riding on the rings of Saturn, baby, now I'm watching you both. Stick around and catch you when the engine fails. And does he build a Technicolor boat that can take on every storm you sail? You know I love the way you dream sometimes, and I know that you can have it all. So tell me, baby, when you sleep at night, tell me, cause I need to know.
on this shit to all of you. Them who are going off and say nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. This is Raymond and Shaggy with a combination with Yamis. Flip this one for your musical disc.
You're my darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
To the left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Yeah.
And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
Out of my behavior, say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior,
well,
you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
I can't beat a bit of Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Shobba. Angel here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show. Right. The final pie that I got to try, and I ate it all.
You
I was thinking of saving you half.
Again?
But no, just couldn't do it. Your 9.7 of nearly wavering on your fasting is what pushed me to eat it. Because I just felt really sorry for you, pal. And I didn't want you to sit there looking at it. Because if I had to cast an observation, you lifted it up to your nose and just sat there smelling it.
About four times.
That's self-torture.
Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah.
So,
go on.
Take the best winter beef stew you've ever had with that thick, luxurious gravy, carrots, and then lumps of steak in there.
And they were beef, lumps.
They were. And the beef was as tender as you like, obviously been cooked really gently and really slowly, so it released all that flavour. And then encase that elixir of life, that gravy, in a pie, and oh my God, that was just incredible. Probably, I've said it about them all, you know, that is, A, the best beef stew I've ever had, because of the flavours, and the fact that you've put it in a pie, just took it to a different level.
Even better. So if I had to nail you down, favourite pie today?
Oh. I can't.
You've got to pick one. What are you going for? Three fishes, pea and ham, three pig,
pea and ham,
stew.
As we said, the ham hock and that mushy pea. It was almost like a compote. It stayed thick and stayed together. It wasn't running out. The beef stew, yeah, loads of rich gravy. That was definitely a break the lid and eat it out of the pastry case and grab a bit of pastry at the same time. The fish pie, that again, creamy. Those flakes of fish that were tender and just broke apart.
Come on. Not got long. Come on.
Fish pie.
The fish pie. I thought it would have been.
It has to be. So there you go. Phil, I am so sorry about today because I know you would have relished that. But hopefully we've given you a bit of an insight into probably some of the best pies in the universe.
Yeah.
So we talked about theatre, what they look like. Didn't they look cool?
All look brilliant.
You'll see that on our Facebook page, the way they were brought to us and presented. Yeah. When you look at them, you just go, get in my belly. You know, you just want to eat them. Yeah. So that's part of it. And then when you crack them open and you get that first look at the fillings, are you about a 9.8 now?
9.9.
Really?
9.99.
Are you thinking about the mac and cheese that's still in that box?
These pies behind me, I might just have to go.
Well, and have a sneak on and don't tell anybody. That's it for the Food and Drink Show this week. Thank you for joining us. As ever, eat loads, drink loads, but be safe and sensible.
Yeah, do it in moderation.
Moderation?
What is moderation?
How would a 12-year-old lad say that? What? Your voice from yesterday.
It'd be Oh, don't. That's put me on spot.
You can do it.
Moderation.
Thanks ever so much. We'll see you next week.
Ta-ra. Ta-ra.